The practice of meditation. The essence of meditation is simplicity. Meditation is about being. And being, essentially, is simple. Simple means not complex, not divided. And when we come to meditation, we very quickly discover that our minds are not simple. We're not even in the present moment. We're thinking about the past. We have anxieties about the future. We are thinking about ourselves or what other people think about us. We're solving our problems. The mind is constantly engaged in the complex business of living. And so when we come to meditation to learn it, we first of all have to learn to be simple, to lay aside our thoughts. The simplicity then leads us to stillness. The stillness of meditation, the stillness of mind that we come to, is rooted in the biblical idea of our way of knowing God. Be still and know that I am God. It's in this stillness of our mind and spirit, which includes the stillness of our body, that the knowledge of God naturally arises. So in meditation, we're not thinking about God. We're not thinking about ourselves and our complex lives. We're not trying to get God to come in and solve our problems. But we are being and being with God and allowing God to be with us. That stillness that we come to in meditation is also a freedom from desire, because desire often makes us complex and fearful. We want what we don't have, or we're frightened that we might lose what we have. In meditation, we lay aside our desires and we open ourselves to the gift. Instead of desiring, we learn to receive the gift. And we discover more and more deeply through the practice of meditation that the gift is of an infinite and eternal nature. It is boundless. It is the gift of God's own self to us. In the Christian understanding of prayer, we are not praying for something. We're not trying to get God to give us something, but we are entering into the prayer of Jesus himself, entering into his experience of the gift of the Father's love, and the sharing of that is the Spirit. So in Christian meditation, we are really entering into the deepest mystery of our faith, but in the most simple and immediate way. The simplicity and the stillness of meditation lead us into silence. And the silence is a laying aside not only of words, but even of thoughts. In meditation, we're moving to a deeper level of being, to a deeper potential of our humanity, the potential that we have to be one with Christ, to be with God in him. So how do we do this? How do we put this into practice? In meditation, we follow a very ancient tradition, a tradition that takes us back to the roots of our faith and to the earliest Christian teachers. We take a word, a single word, a prayer word, a mantra, and we repeat this word continually in mind and heart during the time of the meditation. So choosing the word is important because we stay with the same word and we allow the word to take root in our hearts through a daily practice. You could take the name Jesus, a very ancient Christian mantra, or the word Abba, a word that Jesus made sacred in his own teaching. The word I would recommend is the word Maranatha. Maranatha is a beautiful Christian prayer word or mantra, because it's in the language that Jesus spoke, Aramaic. It means, come Lord. It's the oldest Christian prayer, and St. Paul ends the first letter to the Corinthians with it. So it's a word of great sacred value and meaning. But we're not thinking about the meaning of the word as we say it. We say the word in order to let go of thoughts, pay attention to the word as you say it, which means to listen to it. Give it your undivided attention. Say it as four syllables of equal length, ma, ra, na, tha. Articulate the word clearly in your mind and heart. Don't visualize it, because if you visualize it, you'll still be staying in your mind. And we're letting go of images as well as thoughts. But listen to the word, and it's the listening that will lead you into that condition of silence, stillness, and simplicity. Take a moment to sit upright, whether you sit on a chair or a cushion or on a prayer stool. The important rule is to sit with your back straight. You should be relaxed, let the muscles of your face relax. We often carry tension in our forehead or our jaw. Relax your shoulders. Put your feet on the ground if you're sitting on a chair. Put your hands on your lap or on your knees. So your body should be still. Try to sit as still as you can. It should feel comfortable, but also alert and wakeful. Close your eyes lightly. Breathe normally. And then silently, in your mind, in your heart, begin to say your word. And the word again I would suggest is Maranatha. Maranatha. As you say the word silently, say it with attention. Give your full attention to the word, listening to the word as you say it. Say the word gently. Don't use excessive force, but say it faithfully. In other words, keep returning to the word whenever you become distracted. Allow the word to lead you from the mind to the heart, from thoughts to silence, from desire to stillness, from complexity to simplicity, and from being scattered to being present. Sit still, close your eyes, and silently say your word, Ma-ra-na-tha.